I would have handled the situation differently. Likely most of you would have, too. He was a young lawyer who not only failed to accept the status quo, but was offended by it. He was labeled a radical and jailed and largely forgotten for 27 years until his struggle caught the world's eye. In 1990, he was released, and he ushered in great change in his country. He is, on his recent 93rd birthday, such an iconic manifestation of the core principles first established on the plain at Runnymede 1,000 years ago. Right, not might, should make right. The civilized world's great charter played out on the same plane all free people seek. But there is another lesson of great reach in this lawyer's story. Few among us will get to right a large wrong. But that lawyer's clear sight line on one of life's most destructive emotions can help us right a wrong that is large enough to do us great harm. Upon his release from prison, he was asked, "How do you avoid being bitter? So much of your life has been unfairly lost." Nelson Mandela said, "Resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies." Most of us fail to see the corroding force of resentment so clearly. Doonesbury recently told of Warren Buffett's attempt to get a fellow billionaire to give away most of his wealth. The billionaire declined in this only slightly parodied story, because he still needed some time to rub in his great success to some who slighted him on his way up, such as grade school bullies. Years ago, a warehouse worker at my dad's furniture company and my dad were loading a truck with furniture late at night. My dad observed it would be interesting if all the furniture which has passed through this loading dock door was stacked up in one pile. The warehouseman, visualizing the thought through the limiting lens of fatigue and missing the point, said, "One pile would not hold it all." For all of our outward signs of success, behind the mask, truth be told, lies our tally of accumulated wrongs and resentments. And maybe the warehouseman's view was correct after all. One pile will not hold all of our resentments, like for our troubled billionaire friend. We have trash days and giveaway days for so many things. Regular trash, recyclable trash, bulky items, and other specific items for a favorite charity, and more. Maybe we should have a giveaway bag to bundle up those old hurts and resentments and take our otherwise successful lives out of the roaming range of their sinister signal. What I've learned about life on the way to the courthouse is this. Old, long-ago resentments which run through our mind's eye over and over rob us of so much good. If the iconic lawyer leader Nelson Mandela can give up his resentment after being imprisoned for 27 years, surely we can give up our resentment on smaller things. The drink of this cup is not worth the cost. Just ask the old lawyer who knows.